are turning astray of the path that was left long ago. All we leave behind, time after time.
Hey everyone, this is Steve Donahue with another episode of the Legacy Podcast, helping you build a multi-generational legacy of abundance. Today's episode is number 90, and what we are going to discuss today is the father as a prophet in his home. A couple episodes ago, I talked about the prophet or the king, the father as a king in his home, and today we're going to look at the father as a prophet in his home. And then shortly we will take a look at the father being a priest in his home. Those are the three duties that I can see the father taking as a representative of Christ in the home. Of course, the offices of father or the offices of prophet, priest, and king is those offices that the Lord holds. And so the father as a representative of the Lord in the home has those as a subordinate role to the father. And so what we're going to do is take a look at that. But before we do that, I want to direct your attention to a few announcements. First of all, make sure that you're registered as a user of the website. This enables you to make comments to each podcast. It also enables you to get email updates when new things occur on the website. So anytime there's a new blog post or a new video or a new podcast or something like that, you'll be notified through email. This helps you to keep track of what's going on and make sure that you are aware of the most recent information so that you can then listen to it or read it or whatever it needs be. Second of all, make sure that you are visiting our affiliate focuses. Our affiliate for today, two of them, first of all, is Envelopes. Envelopes is a great resource if you are trying to budget your money and allocate that appropriately online. It is probably the best resource that I know of online to be able to budget your income that you have coming in and going out into various categories. Basically, it is like having an envelope system in paper, only you have it online. And so you designate a certain amount of money at the beginning of the month, and then each time there's a certain transaction in that, it debits that envelope. And, of course, it's all automated as your bank statements appear online, and these things will be debited then from your various categories you've set up. And so when you're out of money in that envelope, you know you've ran out of money for that category, and you either need to put it in from something else or put more money into your budget or something like that. And so it's a great budgeting resource. In addition to that, of course, it has debt snowball you can do and helps you allocate the best way to be able to reduce your debt. And there are great people over there. They're able to help you out with other resources as well. I think the first 15, 30 days is free. And then there's a, you can sign up for a year or 2 year or 3 year or something like that contract after that. And it's only like $8 or $9 a month. Great deal. So check out Envelopes. Second of all is Vision Forum. Vision Forum is a fantastic organization and ministry. And they have in there all kinds of information, books, videos, audios, sermons, seminars, even children's toys, all designed to be able to pass on a spiritual legacy from one generation to the next. So it is totally in line with this podcast in building a family legacy and spiritual legacy. And you'll find all kinds of resources there to be able to help you with that. If you like audios, there are all kinds there from different conference speakers to series that you can get dealing with various subjects. And you will not go wrong listening to anything from Vision Forum. Now, Christmas time is coming up, and my children love to look at the Vision Forum catalog and circle various items that they might want in there. And then we can order from that. So if you already are a user of Vision Forum and you typically get a catalog right now, that's great. Underline it, go through it, work through it, all you need to do. And then I would request as a favor to me that you then order the material through my website so that I will get credit for it and get a little bit of compensation for it. That will help me out a lot. So I appreciate you doing that. And that's Vision Forum. You can reach Vision Forum as well as all of our other affiliates on the center right column of the website. Third up is make sure that you're following us on sharing us on all the various social media, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. And I would encourage you to, I'm really looking to get some more followers for these. So if you've not yet signed up for any of those things and you have access to those, I appreciate you doing that. And then finally, last of all, but not least, is if you like the show and you want to support the show, the best way of doing that is becoming a Legacy Partner. Our Legacy Partner program is $30 a year. And with that, you have access to our members-only webpage, which gives you discounts to some vendors, some downloadable books and charts and graphs and some other information that you will find handy. And most importantly, though, you're able to support the show at less than 25 cents an episode. So if you think what you hear today or if you've heard any of these other times is worth 25 cents, then most likely some of the other ones will be as well. And that all adds up on a yearly basis to $30. So you get about $50 worth of value for that. And I encourage you to take a look at the Legacy Partner Program. That takes care of the introductory material. So now let's go ahead and take care of the content for today, which is the father as a prophet in his home. Now, this shouldn't be a real long one, but I do want to cover a couple of things. First of all, just by way of introduction, let me say that the role of the prophet really is to speak the word of God to others. So if you look in the Old Testament, you look in the New Testament, you look at the prophets, what they are doing is they are calling out God's words, whether they be words of judgment, words of encouragement, or words of explanation or theology or whatever it might be. They are the ones who communicate the word of God to people. And so that's what the role of the father is, really, is to be able to communicate the word of God to his family. It's bringing God's message. As a prophet to his house, the father speaks to the family God's message for them. And so this is a way for the father to rise up and to take on some leadership in his home, to be able to speak for God to his family and to his children, and be able to communicate the word of God to them. They are basically teachers of the truth of Scripture and moral teachers. They're the moral voice to the family because of the Scriptures. So what I want to do is just outline six means or six ways of being a prophet to a family. And so if you're a father and you want to be able to be a prophet to your family, you want to rise up, you want to take on the responsibilities and the challenges of being the one that God has called to be a leader and a prophet in his home, then these six are ways in which you can do that. Some of them dealing with situations that would be most conducive to it, and others of them are just methods or ways that it can be done. So first up is family devotions. Family devotions is probably the most systematic, scheduled, and structured situation that is beneficial to communicating God's word to your children. Now, if you're not practicing family devotions, I really encourage you to look back in the earlier episodes to the podcast that I've done on family devotions and how to do that and why to do that. And that should give you some motivation and some encouragement and some instruction on how to go about doing that. But basically, when you are reading the Scriptures on a regular basis, and maybe over a year period or 2 year period or even a 4 year period, you read verse by verse all the way through the entire Scriptures. What a way to be able to bring God's word to your children. They hear it read, they may even participate in reading it themselves, and it is before them. And what a great way to do that. It's probably the most effective way because it is so systematic and so scheduled. But there are other ways as well. Second of all is times of correction or discipline. I don't think it's a coincidence that in the Scriptures when we see the prophets bringing their messages, that oftentimes it is at the times where there is a correction or where there is discipline that needs to take place that God's word has its most important impact and has its most important effect. And so we see, for example, examples like Nathan, when he comes to David, when David had succumbed to the sin with Bathsheba, and Nathan comes and illustrates the point by telling about the man who had a bunch of sheep and the other one who had only one sheep and came and took it and so forth. You remember the story. If you haven't, look it up in 1 Samuel and or maybe 2 Samuel. 1 Samuel, I guess it is. The situation of Nathan explaining the situation to David of his sin with Bathsheba, it softened David's heart. and penetrated it in such a way that he was open to hearing and receiving correction. And so the same thing is true today and in our situations, in that it is times of correction and times of discipline that we are most softened to hear what the Lord has to say to us. And so as fathers, we need to take advantage of that. And when our children are being corrected or disciplined and their wills have been bound and turned, and they are now able to receive the message, that's a great time to be able to communicate it. It's only when we realize our sin that we seek a Savior. And so it seems that our hearts are most softened during those times. So take advantage of those. Number three, home education. Bringing a biblical worldview to bear on all areas of study is what homeschooling is all about. Now, I know that there are hundreds of different kinds of curriculum out there. Some of them are, you know, using classic literature. Some of them are using just good books or great books. Others of them are using read-alongs or whatever it might be that are specifically designed from a Christian content. But the bottom line is this. Unless we as fathers are bringing the Word of God to bear on every subject that is studied in our home or in our school, then we are really creating a disservice and not maximizing the impact that we could have as prophets. Because if we can bring the Word of God to bear in every subject of study, how powerful is that in being able to build a worldview into our children? And so home education is essential for being able to create a prophetic voice within the home. And when we fail to bring the light of the Word into, you know, the best way of looking at it is that if we try to study a subject and we don't have the Word of God to bear on that subject, then it's like studying in the dark, because the Bible says that it is light. And when we fail to apply the light to the darkness that we are studying, it remains darkness. And so we need to apply the light to it. And that's where bringing the Word of God to bear on every subject comes into play. And so I really encourage you fathers to homeschool your children if you're not doing it already. If we don't, then it compartmentalizes everything and makes everything to where there are some things that are secular and there are some things that are spiritual. And all things in life need to be spiritual and need to have that same balance to them. Number four, everyday life. Deuteronomy chapter 6 tells us that we are to teach the ways of God and the will of God and the commandments of God, the law of God, however you want to describe it. It says that we are to teach that when we rise up and when we stand up and when we sit down and when we lie down in the early morning, when we get up and when we stay up late, all these things, all these different kinds of time periods and situations, the scriptures are clear that we are to be instructing our children in these things. That's the prophetic voice that comes into play in whatever situation we find ourselves, or our children find themselves, then we have to bring the Word of God to bear on that. Now, the challenge with this is, and this is really true to some extent, a challenge in all the six that we're going to look at, but most particularly it is revealed here, is that if a father does not know the scriptures himself, how can he bring it to bear in everyday circumstances? Maybe he will remember the situation a long time past, but then the teachable moment is already gone. And so, fathers, we have to be students of the Word. We have to be people who understand to apply the Word to our own lives and then be able, with that knowledge and with that passion, and with that wisdom, be able to communicate it to the next generation. And that's the prophetic voice of the father to his home. Now, I know that some are not to the same level as others, but to whatever level that you have knowledge, bring it to bear, and it will be a benefit. Number five is times of warning. This is similar to times of correction and discipline, but there is a difference, because the times of warning is where the correction is not yet necessary. Rather, it is just a preventative measure. And one of the biggest times of the prophetic voice in the Old Testament was prior to a time of discipline where there were still warnings being heard. And one of the roles of the father is to warn his children of danger and disobedience. And so we should not be afraid. We should not be afraid to warn our children of certain situations. You know, I was just listening to Vody Bakken today on another podcast that I listened to. Of course, if you've not heard anything from Vody Bakken, you really want to listen to him. He's a fantastic speaker on the family and on raising children and discipling them, that kind of thing. And he was talking today about protecting his daughters so that they will remain pure and so that they will not be entangled and that they will not be involved in predatory males, or what he calls vultures, that will come around wanting to date and steal the heart of your daughter away and that kind of thing prior to their time. And a father needs to be able to warn his daughters of the kind of behaviors that a predatory male will have, and to protect her in those situations. We can go on and on with all kinds of lists of warnings that we can give as fathers to our children. Warnings when it comes to debt, warnings when it comes to relationships, warnings when it comes to slothfulness. And, you know, the Proverbs, the book of Proverbs is full of these kinds of warnings. And as a father who speaks prophetically to his children, it is paramount that we warn them of the situations in life and that are dangerous and that could harm them spiritually or physically. And then number six is through illustrations. This is, of course, one of the best teaching methods that is available out there, is through symbolism and teaching methods and through personal anecdotes. It is not without reason and not without understanding that God, from Old Testament, used many of the prophets in symbolic ways. So, for example, he may have had one of them lay on his side for a certain period of time and then lay on his other side, talking about how Israel is a half-baked cake. And, what a prophetic picture that is when there are illustrations involved, so that the children or the ones to whom we speak are able to see firsthand imagery, whether it is in our life or through a drawn-out picture, whatever it is, of the situation that they are facing. And so illustrations are a great way of doing this. I think, a couple ways. First of all, we could do it through our own life example. The example that we set speaks volumes to our children. And I am sure that you have came across situations like this before where you have been doing something and your children end up doing it exactly the same way, even though you never really taught them how to do that. They learn that through example and through watching you and hearing you and speaking with you, and these kinds of things have began to shape them in a certain way. And so your own life is probably the greatest of examples and the greatest prophetic voice. But we can put ourselves into situations where we can use the moment for the good of illustrating a point in a prophetic voice. So let me give you an example. I've done this with several of my children, but I have not done it recently, although I probably need to do it here before too long. But inevitably, my children get into trouble, and there has been times in past where they've gotten into trouble, and I have gone to get the rod or whatever device that we use to discipline our children physically. And in the process of doing that, I come over to them, talk to them, love on them, show them what they've done, what they have done was sinful and contrary to the will of God and contrary to the honor of their parents, and, you know, so forth. And then on these particular occasions, what I did, rather than giving them the discipline, is I called in either my wife or my oldest son or something like that, and I asked them to apply the discipline to me rather than to my children. And then afterwards, we talked about it. And what a beautiful illustration of the kind of sacrificial love that the father has, and to demonstrate that on a physical means through a prophetic imagery or illustration. And that's the kind of things that we need to be doing as fathers, illustrating to our children through actions and through deeds and through words and all these kinds of things, the will and the ways of God. And that is our task as fathers. So let me encourage you as fathers, if you are listening to this, to step up your role and to be a prophet to your family. Now, if you're a lady listening to this and your husband's not listening, then I encourage you to lovingly, in your way, and a respectful attitude, encourage him in these things. And if it's, you know, having him listen to this or whatever it might be, just encourage him in this so that he might step up to that same role. Because it's so important for us as fathers to be able to impart to our children a voice from God. And the way we do that is by acting as prophets. And if you don't do this as a father, who will? We certainly cannot delegate it out. When we delegate it out, we lose the benefit of it ourselves, but our children also are compromised in the process. And so we are the most suited for it. You know, it's interesting. There are a lot of people saying that, you know, fathers aren't capable of homeschooling unless they have certain licenses and things like this. And nothing could be further from the truth. If God has equipped us to be able to have children and we have children, then we are fully capable and equipped to be able to take care of them and to be able to speak a word to them from you or from God. And so let me encourage you with that. And I'm a little off tonight. I'm tired. I've had a long week, but hopefully this has been good for you and helps give you a little bit of perspective of being a father and being a prophet to your home in that role. And with that, this has been Steve Donahue with the Legacy Podcast, helping you build a multi-generational legacy of abundance. What will you do today to build your legacy?
Time after time is a legacy with nothing to show. Our country is lost, and it's not without cost, for there's many who struggle every day. And I think that it's time we start crying for our nation and bow our heads and pray. If today you lost your life, what would you leave behind? What would the ones around you see? What happened in the dash between your birth and death? What will you do to change your legacy? Just like the plant that withers away, we will leave many seeds behind. If today you lost your life, what would you leave behind? What would the ones around you see? What happened in the dash between your birth and death? What will you do to change your legacy? are turning astray of the path that was left.
And with that, this has been Steve Donahue with the Legacy Podcast, helping you build a multi-generational legacy of abundance. What will you do today to build your legacy?
With nothing to show. Now our country is lost, and it's not without cost, for there's many who struggle every day. And I think that it's time we start crying for our nation and lift our hands and pray. If today you lost your life, what would you leave behind? What would the ones around you see? What happened in the dash between your birth and death? What will you do to change your legacy? Say goodbye. But just like the plant that withers away, we will leave many seeds behind. If today you lost your life, what would you leave behind? What would the ones around you see? What happened in the dash between your birth and death? What will you do to change your legacy? What will you do to change your legacy?